Will Detroit get the green light from Congress if cars go green? This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Auto industry execs from Detroit's Big Three are retooling their arguments for an auto industry bailout from Congress. Members of Congress are getting a lot of pressure from environmental groups to make sure Detroit spends any government loans on developing more fuel-efficient, less polluting cars and trucks. Dustin Dwyer covers the automotive industry. So, Dustin, the environmentalists say Detroit messed up. It built all these gas-guzzling SUVs when it should have been working on fuel-efficient cars to compete with Japanese imports. They think if the auto industry won't do it on its own, the government ought to make them do it.
Yeah, and the Democratic leaders in Congress seem to be intent on doing this. The problem, many analysts I talk to say, is that Detroit built those SUVs and trucks for a reason. People bought them. You got to remember today, even though the Prius is a hot car, it still doesn't sell as many vehicles as the Ford F-150, the top-selling vehicle in the country.
Well, the question comes down to then, should Detroit or Washington be deciding all of this?
It doesn't really matter because the people who will ultimately decide are the consumers. What they want is what will happen.
All right. Thanks, Dustin.
Yep.
This is the Environment Report. Large cities in the U.S. are still struggling to find ways to recycle. That's because it's kind of hard to have curbside recycling for high-rise apartment buildings or office buildings. Mike Ree reports one city is trying to attack this problem by digging through its own garbage.
This is a waste transfer facility on Chicago's South Side. It's kind of a temporary dump. Garbage trucks pick up trash from people's homes and pile it up here. Chris Martell looks over the mounds of trash here. Martell is an engineer and a solid waste expert.
There's a lot of different paper types there. There's plastic bottles, all things that are recyclable.
But they're probably not going to be recycled. They're going to a landfill. That's why Martell is here. He works for a consulting firm called CDM, or Camp Dresser McKee. The city of Chicago has hired the company to dig through residents' trash and figure out what exactly people are throwing away. We get to the waste sorting area. There's a group of workers surrounded by dozens of large and small bins.
That boom was the tipper dropping the waste load.
A rugged yellow loader dumps about 300 pounds of garbage at our feet. It's a sample from one of the large piles in the facility. A team starts sorting through the garbage. The point is to figure out how much of each material people are throwing out and where it's all coming from. Suzanne Malik McKenna is commissioner for Chicago's Department of Environment. She says the tough thing about creating a recycling program in a city like Chicago is the diversity. Not only do you have residents and businesses creating waste, but restaurants, prisons, manufacturers for car parts. The city has been trying to come up with a recycling program that works for everyone for 20 years. Malik McKenna says the study will help the city decide how to manage it all.
You can't have a cookie-cutter approach for a city this diverse. You got to come up with a range of different kind of program options for it. We'll come up with the right mix.
But while the city figures recycling out, the garbage will keep piling up in landfills. Big cities around the country are realizing this and working on a solution.
I remember reporting on Chicago's first recycling solution 10 years ago. Sounds like it's going to take a while. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.